Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we're going to carry on into our lesson with the particular guide that we're studying entitled A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Elfrida Love. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And I may share some revelations with you, but I am just so excited because of the revelation of God and because of the ministry. Things have happened today and a couple of days ago on the ministry, and the Lord just says, move forth. And when we have to move forth, then we have to go in Jesus' name. And the Lord is leading and guiding us to better things and to just to help our ministry become greater so that people will begin to understand that God is real and the things that he does is real. And just, I mean, it's amazing. And I just feel so good tonight. I feel better than I did yesterday. Praise God. And, you know, I'm just so excited right about now. The revelation is high, and there's going to be some good teaching going on through the Holy Spirit. And so I'm just happy at this particular time. As I said before, we're going to have a lesson today from A Spiritual Guide to Go. And the subject is going to be examples of spiritual gifts, and we're going to look at some of those gifts that the Lord has given us in order to utilize it to not only edify the kingdom of God, but to make us stronger. And the Lord, once again, is showing us a picture of how we exercise. And when we exercise, we become stronger. When we drink milk, we become stronger because it helps our bones. For women, it helps with osteoporosis. You know, and so this is going to be a great lesson, you know, for all. So without further ado, I would like to first of all pray, and then after I pray, then we will go into our psalm, okay? Then after our psalm, then we will go into the lesson of what the Lord has given us. And so, as I said before, I'm just so excited. I cannot believe some of the amazing things that's happened in the ministry, that has happened in my life. And, I mean, it's just a lot of things going on, and the Lord is doing a lot of things, a lot of promises that he's made. And so, as I said before, we're going to have a good time tonight in the Lord. And I'm going to also post some of our featured guests who's coming on next week. So please look forward to that. But this is a good night to study the Word of God. So without further ado, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this night, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us to be able to wake up this morning. We thank you for blessing us and starting us on our way, Lord. We're asking you as we begin to minister and teach this lesson, would it be something that you are pleased with, something that you are acceptable with, something that you would have us to do, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the doors that are open, Lord. We thank you for the revelation of God. We thank you for the consecration. We thank you for the wisdom and knowledge that you're giving from on high. We thank you for all of the listeners who came to listen about the examples of spiritual gifts. We thank you for the inboxes of people with questions on spiritual gifts, Lord. Lord, we ask as we go into this particular guide that you have created, Heavenly Father, we ask that we make this simple where the people will understand it, but yet complex in which the people will run to you and be more curious and begin to study the Word of God. Lord God, we're asking would you bless each person on this line. Would you bless the host? Would you bless those who are going to listen later on, Lord? We ask you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you continue to help us to stay focused and grounded in the Word. Help us to stay humble, Lord, and we thank you for all of the opportunities, of speaking opportunities, interview opportunities with people. Lord, we thank you for the consistency. We thank you for the pleasure. We thank you for your might. We thank you for your will. We thank you for everything that you have given unto us, and we thank you for just allowing us to give back unto you, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us and hide us behind the cross so that men, women, boys, and girls may be able to see you and know that you are God. And besides you, there is no other God. Lord, we appreciate you. We honor you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I would like to read Psalm 104 and 33. And it reads, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I have read to you Psalm 104 and 33. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And I have to say this. I so appreciate my family and friends. I'm looking at all of the postings. They're excited about this particular topic, examples of spiritual gifts. Actually, they was hoping I did this on Wednesday. But I'm excited because everyone else is excited. And, I mean, God has just amazed me. That's all I can say. This has been the greatest day of my life in ministry. Just amazing opportunities and amazing people that I've been able to connect with. Okay, so let's talk about examples of spiritual gifts, okay? When we think about gifts, we think about something that is given unto us that we can use, right? But in the spiritual realm, when we talk about examples of spiritual gifts, we're speaking about gifts that God has given to us in which we're able to utilize to not only serve the kingdom of God, but also to serve others and to help others. And I'm going to give you a listing of some of the spiritual gifts that were listed in the Bible, and then we're going to talk about at least three of these particular gifts according to the guide, A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Alfreda Love. And so I want to read off all of the, as I said before, all of the spiritual gifts, and then I'm going to select by the Holy Spirit, amen, three, which represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three of these spiritual gifts that we're going to highlight, and the revelation of God is going to give us what we need in addition to going on what the Word says in this particular book, okay? So these are examples of spiritual gifts: wisdom, mercy, pastoralship, service, teaching, leadership, hospitality, helping, giving, faith, exhortation, evangelism, discernment, and administration. Administration has to do with the pastoralship as well, serving as co-pastor or serving as a pastor of a church. When we speak about pastoring, pastoring is basically talking about when you're overseer, when you're a bishop. You're not necessarily the pastor, but with your title and your capacity and the things that you do, you oversee the edifice, you oversee and make sure that the pastor has his or her things. Okay? So for today, we are going to speak about faith. So write down faith. And get a sheet of paper. I'll give you time to get a sheet of paper and write down faith. And I want to welcome all of those who just joined and all those smiley faces that I see in my inbox. Okay, so write down faith. All right, then I want you to write down teaching. Then I want you to write down evangelism. So we have faith, teaching, and evangelism. We have all three of those particular spiritual gifts that the Lord has given us. Okay? When we speak about faith, as we said before, the Lord spoke that it's very important that when we speak about faith, that we understand that we have to grow our faith. I'm going to tell you about a seed. You plant a seed in the ground, and you begin to water that seed, make sure it gets sunlight, and you have an expectancy for it to grow. And with faith, right, faith is something that has to grow, okay? So when we begin to know who Christ is, who Jesus Christ is, then we begin to grow our faith because we begin to study the Word of God. So our faith is planted. That means that our faith is anchored. Once our faith is anchored, as we begin to become closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it begins to grow. We're going to come back to that. I'm just giving you a foundation, okay? The second one is teaching. And we're speaking in the spiritual realm, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about teaching the Word of God. There is a difference, as the Lord is revealing, between teaching and preaching, okay? There is a difference between teaching and preaching, and I want you at this particular time, before we even get started, I want you to write down teaching on the left side and preaching on the right side. Teaching, I want you to put a number one, and I want you to put instruction. Preaching is something that's already known, but you are reinforcing it. Already known, but you are reinforcing it. Okay? Already known. When we talk about teaching and we talk about instruction, we're going to talk about listening. When someone is teaching you, when Jesus Christ was teaching his disciples, they listened. Okay? With preaching, when the preacher is up, there's an expectancy to speak back, whether it's amen, write that down, praise God, hallelujah, yes. Okay? Those are the popular words that people shout out when someone's preaching. Okay? With teaching, you're listening. And then we're going to write down one more. With teaching, so you have instruction, you have listening, and then after that, you have application. With preaching, it's already known because it's in the book, right? And then there is dialogue informally. Amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, yes, Lord. And then finally, with preaching, you have a formal acceptance or rejection, okay? That means the benediction, okay? Now, we're going to come back to this because this is very important. This is a very important piece when we're dealing with spiritual gifts, okay? Let's go to evangelism. Evangelism has to do with spreading the good news, right? Spreading the good news. When I say spreading the good news, that means that if you're behind a pulpit, it's not your pulpit. You're going around like Jesus did, and you're evangelizing. You're telling men, women, boys, and girls that they must be born again, and you're preaching a true gospel. And so with evangelism, you're going around spreading the word of God. And so with evangelism, you are actually ministering unto the people. Okay? All right. Now, according to this guide, when we look at the word faith, right, Hebrews 11 and 1 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And so through our knowledge of faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made by God. When we talk about faith, and we're on point number one, when we talk about faith, we're actually speaking about the promises of God. I want you to remember this. When we're speaking on faith, we're speaking and we're believing in the promises of God. That's what faith is, ladies and gentlemen. Faith is the promise of God. I know for a fact that the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. I know for a fact that anything the Lord tells me or anything he reveals will come true. I know for a fact that Jesus loves me. This I know. I know that. I know for a fact that the Lord is good. I know for a fact that the Lord has my best interest in mind. I know for a fact that the Lord is going to bless me. I know for a fact that the Lord has blessed me. That is faith. What God wants us to know today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is that faith is really the promise of God. If we do not have faith, if we do not show faith, that means that we do not believe the word of God. And a lot of people say, well, what do you mean by that? When the Lord tells us something, we have to have faith and believe it. If the Lord tells you, I'm going to advance you, if he tells you, I'm going to send you places to speak, if the Lord tells you, I'm going to, raise up your head, you know, if you're sad, if he tells you, I'm going to wipe away your tears, then he's going to do it, and you have to have faith that he's going to do it. And one of the things that the Lord is showing me is at this particular time in your life, as you are struggling with your faith, you need to ask yourself, what is it that I want to do? And you notice I said I. And you have to analyze what you want to do. And then you have to compare it to where God wants you to be and what he wants you to do. Because many times and sometimes what we want to do and what the Lord want to do are two different things. So we need to confer. We need to speak to our Lord and Savior. Okay? And once we find out what the Lord wants us to do, we need to plant that seed of faith and know that God is going to deliver because he never lies. And so when we speak about faith, faith is not just saying, Lord, I believe you, and then leaving it alone and hoping that the seed will grow. It is actually forming, and the Lord is showing this, a relationship. Faith has a couple of pillars, okay? And that means sections. And I want you to write this down as the Lord has given it to me. Faith has a couple of sections. First of all, relationship. Relationship with who? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A relationship. Number two, communication. That means studying the Word of God. You know, studying the Word of God. And that means speaking to God. You know, it's not crazy to speak to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he hears. He hears our cries. He hears our voice. So we relationship, communication, and then, of course, after we have that relationship and communication, then we're able to begin to practice. And the Lord is showing a seed in the ground, right, a small seed. And as you begin to, the water represents the living water. As you begin to live your life and put water right there where you would thirst no more, as you begin to apply that water to your faith, God says, I will give you all of the desires of your heart according to my will. He said, but this is the key, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm glad that we're able to understand the revelation in this lesson. He said, this is the living water. Once you plant that seed, right, then you are able to obtain the desires of your heart for my Lord and Savior. Because if you remember over here, I said you have a relationship with God, you communicated with him, and now you know what he wants you to do. So you begin to plant that seed and water that gift, right? And as you water that gift, the Lord begins to define your gift that he has given you, whatever it is. And you begin to practice it, and you begin to have faith. And faith is nothing more than confidence in this very thing that the Lord has promised us. And once you begin to water it, then your faith begins to grow because you feel more comfortable. If you notice when you first do something, whether it's you first ride a bike or you get on air or you speak in front of millions of people, you're a little skeptical at first. But once you begin to practice it and once you begin to fine-tune that particular gift, then it's like breathing. You just do it, right? And so the Lord is saying, as you begin to get comfortable, as you begin to plant this particular seed and it grows, you will also grow your faith. And when you grow your faith, you have no limitations. But see, we limit ourselves when we plant our seed sometimes because we don't want to put the maximum amount of water on it so it can grow. And what happens is, what the Lord is showing is people sometimes take away the water that we need for our seed, right? Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's our thoughts. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. Sometimes it's just us. And then sometimes it's a lack of faith that causes our seed to remain in one position, which is under the ground. The Lord says, I want you to come out. He says, I want you to show your gifts. He says, I have created something special. He says, I want you to come out. I want you to blossom. I want your faith to be shown, you know. And so at this particular time, the Spirit of God is releasing huge amounts of faith. People have been planting their faith, right, and it's been growing. But because sometimes of the people who's around us or because of our own thoughts or because of our lack of faith, we're not able to see the growth in our faith. It's like a huge tree, and we have no idea what's under that root, what's under the root of the tree, right? We don't know that that's our seed. We don't know that that's what the Lord has left for us because we're too busy listening to other people, that's what the Lord says, and we're too busy doubting ourselves, and we're too busy not having faith. So the Lord has already, you have already planted the seed. Your faith is huge. Now you have to act on it. That's what we talk about, practicing, application, whatever gift the Lord has given you. So faith has three pillars: relationship, communication, and practice. And faith, ladies and gentlemen, if you get nothing else out of this, is nothing more than leaning on the promises of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what faith is. And you grow your faith by reading the Word of God and by believing. Okay? So that's the faith phase. Number two, teaching. As we all know, teaching is an art, okay? And the Lord is showing me this right now. We have to be able to, as a ministry, we have to be able to tap into our kinesthetic, auditory, and visual learners, okay? Of course, kinesthetic has to do with hands-on. We talked about application. Okay. So right, kinesthetic, hands, application. Then our auditory learners. Those are those learners who have to learn by hearing. Right? And I'm going to give you a verse so that you'll know that this is really from God. Okay, auditory has to learn by hearing, but they have to have an open ear to hear. Okay? Visual learners learn by seeing. Okay? They use their eyes to see. The Lord says, when we read a verse, right, we say, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, auditory, doers, kinesthetic, and seekers, visual, of his holy word. Okay? The Lord requires that total package, ladies and gentlemen. If we're only applying something, but we're not teaching it, and people aren't getting it, or people cannot visualize, then we're not teaching. We're not ministering. This goes for ministry as well. The Lord says the key to winning souls, ladies and gentlemen, as the revelation of God is here, the key to winning souls is application, hearing, and seeing. That's the key to winning souls, right? And individuals cannot be taught if they can't see it, if it's not being applied, and if they don't hear it, right? So the Lord says that at this particular time, when you're out, when we're out of the ark of safety, when we refuse to go to church, when we refuse to read the word, when we refuse to hear, then we cannot be taught. And so if we're not taught, then we don't know. And so the Lord says, you can't grow your faith, we're going back to faith, if you are not applying or practicing in faith, if you're not hearing and believing in faith. See how this is connected? If you're not seeing and visualizing it, although you can't see it, in faith. Everything has to be in faith. But the key, the mastery to winning souls according to the revelation is application, hearing, and seeing. The sheep who are gone astray must see us modeling those examples. The sheep who have grown astray must hear the word of God. They must hear the voice of God and know. The Lord says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. That means that when you're up in the pulpit or when you're out and about, you must understand and recognize who the individuals are, who your audience are. Okay? And I think I have someone on the line. You must understand that. So therefore, when we go into that particular regiment, we must understand that faith is very important. Is someone on the line at this time? Okay, they just might want to listen. Okay, all the individuals who are on the line, if you want to say something, just chime in. So when we speak about faith, we're speaking about as we said before, relationship, communication, practicing our faith. When we speak about teaching, right, the key to this is to apply it. The key to it is hearing and also seeing, okay? So when we talk about teaching, let's go to the spiritual guide. The particular spiritual guide on teaching is as such. There are many lessons to be learned spiritually and emotionally from the Bible. We all know that Jesus was a great teacher. We know that. And the disciples, as the Bible records in St. Luke 10, 25-37, gives us this example of this Good Samaritan, right? In mercy, in John 8 and 7, mercy was shown when a woman was caught in the act, right? And Jesus asked the accusers, who is able to throw the stone? So he was teaching a lesson. Let's look at the fact of, let's look at the fact of how Jesus used kinesthetic, auditory, and visual within his teachings. When we think about kinesthetic, the woman said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, she said, I'll be made whole, you know. So she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and there she was made whole. That's kinesthetic. Auditory, Jesus was teaching his disciples. When Jesus was going to find his disciples, he spoke to them. He was talking to them. Visual, as far as visual, a good example was when Jesus healed a blind man. He was unable to see at first. Right? But Jesus healed him of his blindness, and he was able to see. So the Lord is saying within this particular Bible and within our teachings, how we teach people and how we go about doing things, it's very important that we focus on the kinesthetic, auditory, and visual. And a lot of people say, well, I already knew that. But when we're preaching to the Word of God, we have to give individuals visuals. We have to give them the authentic word of God where they'll be able to hear it and understand it, but we also have to have them apply it. How do they apply it? We have to teach them how to apply it. You know, love thy neighbor as thyself, okay? Love could be just calling someone, checking on them. You know, we have to give them examples. A lot of the people in the church already know how to apply faith and how to hear the word of God and how to visualize things that are unseen, but the Lord has promised that. So people already know that, but some people don't. And so it's very important when we're teaching and ministering unto people that we highlight all three of those different things, those senses, the kinesthetic, auditory, and visual, so that people will understand that faith is based on the teaching, right? Being able to apply, being able to hear, then being able to see. When we speak about evangelism, a lot of people think that evangelism is just going around, and we're to our third point. Evangelism is just going around basically just preaching. When we talk about evangelism, we're talking about going out in the world, teaching people the word of God. And when we talk about evangelism, it's very important that we take faith, that we teach with kinesthetic tactics, auditory tactics, and visual tactics is very important, especially when we begin to evangelize all around the world. The Lord has opened up some mighty doors, and when we go into these places, we have to go in faith, because every place that the Lord sends us, the people aren't going to be faithful. They're not going to believe in faith. So the question is, how do you get individuals to believe and to have faith in God? You get them to do that, as the Lord is instructing right now, by studying the Word of God and standing firm on those promises and believing it. And when you begin to believe the Word of God, right, that, yes, Jesus loves me in spite of, and when you begin to believe that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and when you begin to believe that the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me, then that's when we begin that mindset of, okay, I had this dilemma, and I prayed unto God, and the Lord showed up, and he saved me from that dilemma. A lot of people, and this is what the Lord is showing me, and we're still on evangelism, believe that just because we can't physically see the Lord, that he's not watching and he doesn't care. And so therefore we can do whatever we want to do because the Lord is not on earth. It's kind of like when the police is not around, a lot of cars like to speed, right? Well, the Lord is an all-knowing God, and we must practice our faith on a daily basis. We have to practice our faith on a daily basis. And with this particular ordeal, we have to understand and recognize that it's very important when we're teaching people, as I said before, that we continue to allow people to experience the good works of God. And how do they do that, ladies and gentlemen? By listening to you, by listening to us about what the Lord has done in our lives, you know. And so when we speak about faith, let's go back over this. When we speak about faith, the Lord is saying, when we speak about faith, faith is no more than depending on the promises of God. If God has given you a revelation, if God has given you a dream, a vision, whatever it is, and the Lord has put his stamp of approval on it, do it, because the Lord is not going to let you down. The Lord is not like us. You know, we're not dependable. You know, but the Lord is. And so whatever the Lord promises you, he's going to deliver. And you might say, well, Lord, I need you to deliver right now. The Lord says he comes in his own time. He comes right on time. And so people don't understand that. But faith is very confident, because with the Word of God, and when God promises something, he delivers it all the time. And so that's why you have some saints who can stand up boldly and tell you that the Lord is good, and that the Lord is going to bless me to move forward, and that the Lord is going to do this and that, because their faith is strong, because their faith has grown, because they know the formula of a faith, which is nothing but the promise of God. If God has promised you something, and I'm going to say this again, believe that it's going to happen, because it will happen. And I'm a living witness, and God is good. God has opened so many opportunities. He's done so many great things. There's so many great things that's happening to this ministry. Doors are opening. The Lord always, no matter what, he said, no matter what, when you get on air, you're going to have a word, because the Lord is depending on me to keep this ministry going. He says, no matter what, you're going to be prepared. And I guarantee you, every time I get on air, the Lord always give me a word. Amen. And I thank God for it, and I say that in a very humble way. But I'm standing bold on my faith, because the Lord says, this is what I've given you, and you're going to take care of it. It's a mandate. It's non-negotiable. And so I can tell that this is of the Lord, because every time I get on, you know, and we have to be flexible as well, because people's schedules, the Lord says, I'm going to give you a word. Even if it ministers to your own soul, you will have a word. So I thank God for that promise. I thank God for the growth in the ministry, and I thank God for giving me the opportunity, because everything that the Lord is doing is strategic, everything that he's doing. And so I'm just following the Lord's lead. But I'm going on faith, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going on faith. When I was in college, I was going on faith. when I was in the military, I was going on faith. Every day of my life, I go on faith because I know the Lord is going to see me through no matter what, you know. And so when we stand bold in faith, right, we are studying the Word of God, and we know that faith is nothing more than the promise of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's move on. Let's go to teaching. There's a difference, as I said before, between teaching and preaching. Teaching, you're giving instruction, right? And you're still hitting those kinesthetic, auditory, and visual. Preaching is something already known because you're looking in the Bible. You have taken a story out of the Bible, and you're explaining the story, and you're giving us a what? A visual, right? And auditory. The only thing is that we need to know how to apply it to our lives. And so when we're ministering and preaching, we need to be able to tell people how to apply this particular situation to his or her life. With preaching, and I'm going to also add prophecy as the Lord is speaking right now, but with preaching, as I said before, it's already known because most of the ministers who get up on Sundays know what they're going to preach about. So it's already known. It's something that's in the Bible. When we speak about teaching, we're listening. We're listening because we want to know more about it. Usually when something is being taught, it's that either you're refreshing up on something or either something is new. So teaching is something that may not be known or something that needs to be clarified. With preaching, right, there is kind of like an expectation that you give feedback, amen, praise God, hallelujah, yes, Lord, that you really understand the Word of God. And so that's preaching. When we think about teaching, teaching is application. So after, you know, you've been instructed and you're listening and you've reviewed and things like that, then how are you going to apply it in your everyday life? With preaching, at the end of the preaching, there is a formal acceptance or rejection. And I want to make this very clear. A lot of people, or some people, informally reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, because they say, I'm still trying to make up my mind. I'm still not fully ready to surrender unto God because I'm doing this or that. And the Lord is saying, time is drawing near, and there's never a perfect time to do anything. It's not. It's just not. You know, especially when we're talking about the spiritual realm, there is not a perfect time because we're all sinners. We fall short. I mean, all of us are sinners. And so there's never really a perfect time for anything. There's not a perfect time. So the Lord said the time is now. So if the Lord has convicted your heart when you go to church on Sunday, if he's convicted your heart, then go up and surrender unto God. You know, if the Lord has told you that you need to join a church, do it. Don't wait, because we're never going to be perfect, you know. As I said before, all of us are sinners, and we're not going to be perfect. So therefore, when with preaching, there is an acceptance or rejection. With teaching, there is an application, because usually when people are being taught, that means that they're going to apply that skill to something that they're doing. When we talk about prophecy, and I'm going to put prophecy with teaching, prophecy is a huge gift. It goes with teaching and preaching. Actually, it's the whole package, teaching and preaching and revelation. When we talk about prophecy, prophecy is more of a visual and auditory. It's more prophecy is more information. It's information, specific information from God. I entitle a prophecy as the inside of the Lord's heart. I entitle a prophecy as a love, a bond between the person who has that gift and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you have to be aware of people who say they're prophets. You know, they're real prophets, and there are people who have called themselves to be prophets. And the Lord is speaking and saying that with prophecy, prophecy does not require an introduction. Yeah. Prophecy does not require an introduction. You don't have to go to someone and say, I'm getting ready to prophesy to you. You don't have to go to someone and say, this is your prophecy. the Lord says, the sheep already know who you are because before you came, he said he went before you. Amen. Before you went to that new place, he had already went before you. And so that's encouraging that the Lord has already gone before you, wherever he's sending you to minister, wherever he's sending you, he's already gone before you. And he's already told the people that there is a prophet. He's already told them in some indirect way. So there's no need for an introduction. As far as when people use titles, as the Lord is revealing, titles are okay, he said, but the words that come out of our mouth should supersede the title, and people should know that you wasn't sent in your name, but you were sent in your Father's name. So I'm going to tell you about understanding the truth between, when we talk about gifts, we're talking about spiritual gifts, a true prophet and a prophet who has just called him or herself. The Lord says he goes and sets the atmosphere before you get there. And when you get there, the prophecy comes with you. But the Lord is always there before you get there. And people already know because they can feel it and because God has revealed it. So, you know, God says when a prophet walks in the room, there is no introduction that is needed because people already know. God has already told the forerunner. God has already told him. He's already been there. He's done that. He said, well, why are you introducing yourself? Why are you acting like you are new? Why are you telling people about the gift when I've already told them? See, the Lord goes before us. And he says, when you're teaching and preaching, he said, why do you have to justify who you are and who sent you when I've already told them, speaking about the people that you're going to speak to, who you are? I've already spoken for you. There's no need to get anyone else to speak for you because I have already done that. Why? Because you have faith. That's why. And because your faith has grown and because you have stood confident and boldly before the people, and you didn't deny me, meaning God. You didn't deny me. So therefore, everywhere you go, I go before you, and I tell the people who you are through visions, through dreams, and people know you already. And that's very encouraging, ladies and gentlemen. And he says, unlike a false prophet, who has to blow their trumpet like Gabriel and wake up the dead and tell them who they are. They have to wear huge crosses and banners that says, I'm a prophet. They have to introduce themselves rather than someone else because they are a prophet. And so God says a true prophet is known because he goes before his prophets and tells the people that his prophet is coming. I think that's amazing. I didn't know that, but I believe it's amazing. So on today, we had the opportunity to speak about faith, and we said that is leaning on the promises of God. The teaching, and that is basically instruction, listening, and application, and evangelism, which is going all around the world, spreading the good news. When we preach, that's something that's already known because it's coming out of the Bible. Preaching also has the expectation of saying, praise God, hallelujah. And it's a formal acceptance or rejection. Usually after the preacher preaches, there's a benediction, right? So you accept or reject. And I want to say this again. The Lord, young people, the Lord is telling you to go up and join church. It doesn't matter what church you join. The Lord is telling you to do it. Do it. Do it. It's the best thing that could ever happen to you. Do it before it's too late. If the Lord has convicted you to go and join church. And, you know, you're saying, but I'm not good enough. I'm not ready. I'm not perfect. My life, I still like to go out. I still like to do my thing. God says come. He's telling you to come. Corey, he's telling you to come. He's telling you to come. He said, come the way you are. God is able. None of us are perfect. When you go to church on Sunday, nobody there is perfect. We all have sinned. We all have fallen short. But we're trying to reach perfection. We're trying to get as close to God as possible. But just know that nobody in the house of God, nobody on this earth is perfect. I've never met a person who is perfect on earth. And I've been around a lot of ministers, evangelists, prophets, bishops, elders. Nobody's perfect. So there's not a right time, right? Go when the Lord calls you to go. All right? So this was a very good lesson. And these are some of the examples of our spiritual gift, okay? And so this lesson has concluded, but I do have some announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spiritual Guide on the Go is available, as I said, in the bookstore, such as bookworld.com. That's BOOKWHIRL.com. Or foles.com, FOYLES.com. Or Amazon.com or AmazonUK.com. So please be sure to check that out. Or you can inbox me, and I will send you a guide. In addition to that, I want to encourage gospel artists, promoters, psalmists, publicists, writers, actors, actresses, teachers, positive community leaders to please continue to Facebook Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. On August the 24th, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will have a homecoming. We invite each and every one of you out to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. We invite each and every one of you out, so please come, please come, please come. In addition to that, just continue to watch the Facebook page as we have more guests who will come on the ministry. As I said before, there's always a word, because I know that people's schedules sometimes are hectic. But we're going to go on and carry on, because the Lord has given that gift, and the Lord says, I'm responsible every time I turn on this ministry, amen? So we're going to continue to carry on in the Word of God and continue to go higher in the Word of God in spite of anything that may occur. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for 150 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you just continue to stay uplifted in prayer. Make sure that you continue to walk into the grace of God, and make sure that you continue to stay encouraged. Make sure that you continue to just know that God loves you and He cares for you. You know, I just feel excited. The Lord is just good. I've connected with some people, and it's not just because I've connected with some people and they're coming on the ministry and ministering and all that, but it's a simple fact that the Lord is just good, you know, and the Lord encouraged me today. He says, you know, wherever you go with your ministry, with whatever you do, He says, I'll go before you and I'll speak for you. And that makes me feel good. And not only me, but other people. But it's a personal thing, you know, as I was going through, and the Lord says, I expect you, every time you get online, to have a word, because you never know what you may have to do on air. And, you know, that was so encouraging today when the Lord spoke that. He says, I will go before you. I will tell the people. And I know, as I said before, on my faith, I know that if the Lord goes before me, I know that He's going to be honest. I know that He's going to be truthful. And I know that He's going to set up everything for success. I already know this. You know, the places, just, you know, received a letter for a speaking gig. The places that the Lord is sending this ministry, the Lord says, I'll go before you. You know, so when you get there, it'll already be set up. And that's very encouraging. You know, and that's part of having that relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you know it's the voice of God. And I know that every time the Lord speaks, I know it's going to come. I know it's going to happen. That's faith, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's going to happen. I can see it in my mind. That's auditory. I can see the end in mind. I can also see, that's visual. The voice of God is auditory. His promises, what He's promised in the Bible, kinesthetic, is applying it. I'm walking that thing out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm walking it out. Some of these places that the Lord has sent me in, some places that people are asking me to go and speak for the ministry. You know, I've never been to those places, but the Lord says, I'm going before you, and I'm already going to set it up. And when you get there, it'll be set. I'm going to speak for you. And so that's very encouraging, and that's part of the phase of perfecting our walk, and that's part of the phase of trusting and believing in who God is. You know, and I'm going to start some blogs, and I'm also looking for people to market. I want to have some people market. I need to talk to a couple of people because I want to market the ministry and market some particular things concerning the ministry, shirts and books and things of that nature. So I'm praying about that. But stay encouraged because the Lord is always going to go before you. You have to make sure that you keep the faith and you know that God is able to do everything but fail. And also what I wanted to tell you was to please be sure to continue to log on to Facebook as I will have many guests who will come on. As I said before, this may be a scheduling issue, but we're going to carry on in Jesus' name because this ministry is really special because God gave this ministry unto me, and so I just thank God for that. And it has really helped me and encouraged me. So without further ado, I believe I've told you everything. Just make sure that you connect with me on Facebook, ALFRADALOVE, or my page, I Got to Have Faith. Please be sure to look at that page as well. Also, our youth ministry, actually tomorrow I'm going to call a couple of parents to speak with them about the whole focus of the program. If you want to connect with me, you can do so, like I said, on that page, I Got to Have Faith, or on Facebook, Afreda Love. That's ALFRADALOVE or FRADALOVE. Some of you have connected with me on LinkedIn. It's still under Afreda Love. I would love, love, love to connect with you. So just be on the lookout for that. I'm going to post more because I finally, I just went ahead and bought another computer. So I'm going to post more information. And in addition to that, just make sure that, you know, as I said before, you're praying. Children, be safe. Adults, please be patient with these children. Let's try to go the rest of the summer without any fatalities, without anyone losing their cool. Let's try to be patient. Without further ado, I would like to play a few songs. I'm going to play I Won't Complain by Miss Keisha J. She's from Los Angeles, California. She's a recording artist, gospel. I'm going to play I Can Only Imagine by Miss Karen Showell. She is in, she's also in the gospel artist industry. And I'm going to play a song entitled All Right by Miss Belcher. She's in the gospel industry. And actually, she was a contestant in the Rhythm of Gospel Award show. So I'm going to play Miss Keisha J. She's from Los Angeles, California. Then afterwards, the next voice you'll hear is Miss Karen Showell. And then the next voice you'll hear is Miss Belcher. And then after that, I will come back on and wish you a good night and tell you that I will see you tomorrow, okay? So the first song is I Won't Complain by Miss Keisha J. Promise me that you won't turn me away.
my heart. I try to do what's right by you, so you can see it is you I want.
I just wanna touch you.
You are my forever.
I know that you heard it all before. I just wanna show you
I should be there with you. I gotta prove to you I'm what you're looking for.
When I shall see my Jesus face to face, the day I've waited for all my life, I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah. Can you only imagine,
I love you, Jesus,
to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you these days, will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can only imagine. Ooh, yeah.
I pray to Jesus for all that you've done. You know, the Bible tells me that in heaven, the streets are paved with gold, and that the walls are made of jasper. That's sort of like a diamond. I have no doubt that all those things will be beautiful, but that's not what I'm longing for. The first face that I want to see is the one who died for me, the one who made it all possible for me to even get there. It's all about you, Jesus. You see, when I was a little girl, I used to sit on the steps at my grandmother's house. We called her Gamma. And she would be cooking that hot water cornbread and those greens. Ooh, man, I can still smell those greens cooking. She would be singing this song about she was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. And she would just be praying for all of us. And I just sit there and giggle. I didn't understand. I didn't know what all that was about. And then my cousins and I, we would all get ready and go to church. Man, we'd be there all day long. My grandfather was the pastor. Man, could he preach. I used to watch my elders. Oh, they would be dancing and singing and talking in this funny language. And I would just be sitting there amazed. I didn't understand all that back then. I just knew that they were having a really good time. Man, hats would be flying. And the next thing I know, they'd pull out these fans and they'd be fanning each other.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I was just a child. I couldn't understand what was going on. I know now. I thank you, Jesus, that you brought me into the knowledge of your saving grace so that I could tell others about you. You see, I don't have any fear of dying because I know that my Redeemer lives. And for those of you out there who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know what you're missing. I want you to come to know him as I've come to know him. I want you to know about his grace and his wonderful love, but most of all about his mercy, how loving and kind and forgiving he really is. I adore you. If you don't know him, it's time that you come to know him before it's too late. You don't know when you're going to leave off of this earth. Don't take any chances. It's time for you to come to Jesus. He's calling out your name. He loves you, and he wants you to go to heaven. Can you only imagine?
Stay.
concludes the Love Lives Jesus ministry. And one of my other connects from Seattle, who is a gospel artist called and will be on the ministry in September. But please be sure that you are watching my Facebook page, such as I Got to Have Faith, and also the Facebook page, I Free to Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Please make sure of that, because I have some new and exciting information concerning the ministry. Also, make sure that you watch out for the youth ministry that's coming up and other projects. And as I said before, I am just excited and delighted about what the Lord is going to do. And I want to leave you with this, as the Lord is showing me, no matter where you go in your ministry, career, wherever you go, keep God first and allow the Lord to go before you. And I guarantee you, if you allow the Lord to go before you, he will already speak for you, and he will have everything that you need to be successful. Part of having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that we have to have the faith and know, and the confidence and know, that faith is built on the premise of God's promises. And so therefore, be not dismayed, because God is an awesome God. And as I said before, be sure to tune in to the Love to Jesus Up ministry tomorrow, as we will have a group come on. I'm going to have to check my calendar to make sure that it's tomorrow. But we have many guests that you will be excited to meet and hear about their testimonies. And so just please stay tuned. And as I said before, every time we schedule anything on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, we're going to either have church or we're going to have an interview. Amen. So just anticipate one of the two. And we're going to also incorporate more music, because I want to support the artist. And as I said before, today we played Miss Keisha J. I won't complain. We played Miss Karen Chowell, I Can Only Imagine. And we played Miss Belcher. All right. So therefore, check those ladies out and their ministry and the gospel. And check the Love Lives Jesus ministry out, and the I Got to Have Faith page, and the other pages, and continue to tell your family and friends that we're still alive and kicking in Texas and internationally. And I want to thank all of my listeners. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends who are on tonight. Hallelujah. I hope that you enjoyed it. I know you enjoyed it. I appreciate it. Anytime you guys want to chime in, please do so. Many times when I'm under the unction of the Holy Spirit or the revelation, what happens is, you know, I just go on. So, you know, anytime, just feel free to chime in. And once again, I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. And someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.